Lord. You have your Bibles, want to turn with us. Maybe read just a little bit in the book of Revelations, chapter 12. Very familiar scripture here, Revelations chapter 12. And maybe we'll just start verse number 14. You want to read along with us? Revelation chapter 12. Verse number 14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time and times and half of time from the face of the serpent. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. The earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Read just a little more. You want to turn with us? In Psalms chapter 139, very familiar verses of scripture here in the Psalms. Psalms chapter 139, and maybe verse number 7. Psalms 139 and 7. The Bible said, "Whither shall I go from thy spirit? Or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me." I know I'm reading in several places. I don't want to weary with a lot of reading. In Isaiah chapter 59 and verse number 19, the Bible said, "So shall they fear thy name, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him." Isaiah here says, when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Amen. Would you stretch your hand this way one more time? Pray that the Lord would be our help. Precious Lord and loving Savior, I do thank you for your many blessings. I realize that we're nothing without you, and we can do nothing without you. I pray you speak to us. I pray that you touch us. I pray that you'd move upon us and that you'd have your way in our hearts and in our lives. Do help us, Lord, to obey you in this service. Our feebleness is before us. And we put our trust in you, and we ask you to meet with us in these altars. In the name of Jesus. If the Lord will help us for just a little while, I'd love to try to preach to us on finding what has been carried away. Finding what has been carried away. I started out reading a very familiar scripture there in the book of Revelations. And the Lord has just given us a picture, peeling back the covers, if you will, and letting us see what really is taking place in hearts, in the spirit, in life in general. How we see the enemy, the devil, that old serpent, Satan, if you will, coming against a woman there in the book of Revelations. And the Bible said he opened up his mouth, and out of his mouth there came a flood. And that flood had a purpose. That flood absolutely had a meaning. And the Bible said to carry her away. And the Bible did tell us that the earth opened up her mouth and swallowed up the flood. And the earth helped the woman. And there was given unto her two wings of a great eagle that she might fly away into her place and be rested and be comforted and be protected for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. We all remember hearing and looking in the paper and seeing about that tsunami that come a few years ago. And they tell me that some people, I guess, never really ever got found. That flood, that wall of water come in, it picked everything up and it took it out. Yes, some people were found. Yes, some people were discovered. But there were a lot that we just don't know where they went. We don't know what direction that flood took them. There ain't no way for us to tell where they went. There ain't nothing left of their house. There ain't nothing left of their possession. There ain't no trail for us to pick up and try to follow to find them. It just seemed that they have been swept away. And that's what this devil wants to do unto this woman here. And we read about David saying, he said, "Whither shall I flee from thy presence?" We know that the devil wants to destroy every one of God's people. I want you to understand that. We've got to get a hold of that. That we have an adversary. What know ye not? It's our adversary. The devil goeth about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. The Lord said, "Whence comest thou?" Satan, he said, "From going to and fro in the earth, from walking up and down in it. What have you been doing?" "I've been seeking somebody that I might carry them away." And the quicker we realize that, and the quicker that we put that in the very depths of our heart, the better off you and I are going to be, realizing he wants to take me out of church. He wants to take me away from God. There'd be better altar services. There'd be better attention to the preaching. There'd be better worship if you and I realize there is a flood that is after me. A wall of water that's a lot worse than that tsunami, which they said some places 20, 30, 40 feet high. A friend of mine down in Alabama told me when that hurricane come through, he said it's a wall of water. It picked up boats and put them in trees. And a Coast Guard just had to say, "I don't know how we're going to get them things out. That ain't where they're supposed to be. They should be in the water. They should be sailing. But they're caught up in the trees." And that's why you've got to keep your eyes open. If we don't keep our eyes on Jesus Christ, there is something that'll carry us, and it'll get you caught up in things of this life that you can't get out of. It is amazing what a flood can do. Absolutely amazing what those things can do. And that was God's people that this dragon is wanting to destroy. That was God's church that he's wanting to get at. And I like what David said when he said, "Whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into the heavens, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, thou art there. If I take the wings of a dove and I fly into the west, thou art there. Wherever I find myself, I know that Jesus is there. The eyes of the Lord are upon the earth, going to and fro, beholding the good and the evil. If the devil dies, ascend the flood and pick us up. And at times he dies. I want you to understand, no matter where he tries to watch you, that the Lord will be there. If he watches us up into a desolate island, like the Isle of Patmos, John will tell you, "I heard a voice behind me that said, 'Weep not, John. There ain't a place that tempter can take you that I will not
be there. I love to tell us you can hold to God through the hardest of trials, through the worst of fire. Tell me, Hebrew children, what about a Shadrach in the midst of a furnace? That's where the flood took me. But he was there. He was in the fire with me. I love to tell us nowhere that he can take you will the Lord not be there. I was minding my own business, wearing my coat of many colors my daddy gave me. He sewed it for me because he picked me. He chose me. I was minding my own business. I was praying, seeking the Lord. God was giving me dreams. I saw the moon and the stars bowing down to me. I saw the sun bow down. I had some dreams and I saw some sheaves. I just bowed down before me and I felt the presence of the Lord. And I got excited and I run telling my brethren, let me tell you about the dream I had. I don't think it was just something I ate. I believe God was in it. I believe God was talking to me. I feel like I'm getting closer to Him. In the services, I've been getting something out of preaching. In the services, I've been getting something out of singing. It seemed like the Lord has really been helping me. And all of a sudden, he finds himself looking up from the bottom of a pit. I can't get any worse than that. Looking up and hearing them laugh and hearing them joke. We will see what will become of your dreams. We will see what will become of that God that you've been trying to worship. But Joseph would tell you, I found out, even in Egypt, in a prison cell, he is there. I didn't choose to come here. And there's sometimes you're going to find yourself in places you didn't choose to be. It ain't a bad mistake. It ain't a bad thing that you died. It's just a flood that's carried you away. And you're stuck up in a tree. And you're saying, Lord, how can I get out? But I'd love to test if he dies, stick me up in a tree. In that tree, the Lord will be with me.
A man sitting up under a fig tree. Needing a Messiah. 400 years of silence. And somebody comes running. We found him. Praise God, we've been listening to him. The Lord's a moving again. It's been a long time since we had a revival. The Lord's a moving again. It's been a long time since I felt the power of God like electricity. He's moving again. I don't know. I just don't know. And he started on come and see. And he started on his journey. And the Lord saw him coming and said, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no God. And he looked at him, whence knowest thou me? I've been out there in a dry valley. I've been out there in a desolate place. I've been out there needing revival. I've been stuck, and the Lord told him, before Philip called you, when you was under the fig tree, I saw you. Hear me just a little while. What's that doing to that young man? It's doing one thing, makes him hit his knees. And he says, my Lord and my God, because I said I've seen you under a tree, do you believe? You shall see greater things than these. He told his disciples, don't be alarmed when they deliver you to the councils, when they put you in prisons, when they beat you and do this. No, I am with you all the way, even unto the end. When they asked March and Polycarp unto his death, they said that he heard a voice, or everybody heard a voice. It said, Polycarp, be strong, be strong, be strong. And play the man. I see you. I'm with you. They're not carrying you nowhere that I'm not at. I want you to realize that, church. Where can we go? Or where can he take us? The Lord ain't there. Now, those are people that didn't have nothing to do with the place that they went into. But Jonah, you had something to do
with where you're at. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, saying, arise and go to Nineveh, that great city. Cry against it. Preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. And the Bible said Jonah arose up to flee unto Tarshish. I'm trying to talk to us about finding those things that have been carried away. He went down under that shipyard, and the Bible tells us he paid the fare thereof. There is always a cost to leaving the Lord. Do you understand that? There is always a price to leaving the Lord Jesus Christ. It ain't just as easy as saying, well, I don't think I want to serve the Lord no more. I'm just going to go out here and have fun for it. There is a price to leaving the Lord. He paid the fare thereof. You'll have to pay something. You never get anything from that wicked devil without having to give something up. Tell me, prodigal son, how did you get all those things in a far country? I had to spend my daddy's inheritance to get those things. And there arose a famine, and he realized, I'm flat broke. I don't have nothing left of what my daddy gave me. But I'd love to tell you, prodigal, your daddy's looking for you. And I'd love to tell you, friend, there's a God in hell that is looking for you. Woo, hallelujah. Running from God. But God knows how to find what's being carried away from him. Now the Lord, that's what this good book says. That just wasn't a thunderstorm. It come up out of nowhere. Now the Lord sent a mighty storm into that sea, in so much that they're all crying unto their gods. We're going to die. There's one down there asleep. He's done paid. He's done lost something that has been given to him. And now he's down there asleep. And somebody goes down there and says, get up, O thou sleeper. Wake up. Get up. Get up. Get up. Come up here on top of this boat and help us. And he goes up there and he looks around. I fear the Lord. And because of me, this mighty tempest is laying on us. God told me to go to Nineveh, and I didn't go, and this is from the Lord. God has found me. He knows where I'm at. I've been carried away. This boat was carrying me away from Him, but the Lord has found me. Hear me just a little while, church. And David's there. He's been going away from God. The decisions that he made. Here comes a preacher, tells him a little story. And he says, the man that's done this, he will surely die. And that preacher looks at him, and he says, thou art the man. He hits his knees, and not like Ahab. Ahab looked a preacher and said, have you found me, oh mine enemy? David is saying, you found me, but you're my friend. I've sinned. I've done wrong, but I am ready to fear him again. I am ready to get back again. I love the test. You can be found. If you've been carried away, there's a God in heaven that does know where you're at. He's already got his eyes on you. Woman pressed through, touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible said, Jesus looked around. He said, who touched me? I love what it says. This Bible right here says, and when she could no longer be healed. That's what conviction will do. I wonder why when they give an altar call, I feel so uncomfortable. Because God will make it so you can't hide. God will make it so there ain't no pew big enough for you to get up under that you can't see and feel Him eyes looking down on you. And them palms get sweaty. When she could no longer be hid, she come forth and said, "It was me." Said, "Daughter, be of good faith. So all I wanted to do was find you." Now Zacchaeus climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And when the Lord passed by that way, he looked up and he said, "Zacchaeus, how do you know I was up here?" Hauling people around. He knows exactly where you're at. Hear me, just I've got to hurry. But I know the Lord's a dealing with some. I want you to hear what it said in 2 Kings. As some of these men were failing a beam, an axe had failed into the water. And he cried and said, "Alas, Master, for it was borrowed." And the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" I'm telling you about somebody that can find those things that's been carried away. It fell right there. And the man of God took a stick and he threw it in the water. We've got loved ones tonight. It ought to be in this place. If we could just take the cross of Jesus and catch it into the water, He can find them. Where fell it? Right there. He took a stick, cast it into the water. What's it say?
The iron did swim.
That ain't supposed to happen. He was borrowed, Master. I'd sure like to have it back. Cast it into the water. And the iron did swim. Can iron swim? You ought to be down there at the bottom just like me. Some rips. Somebody threw a cross somewhere in the water. And there come a time in your life you started coming up out of all that. When some said, "Ain't no way. There ain't no way." I'm trying to preach this about finding that that's been carried away. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'm trying to preach. Somebody needs to throw some wood in this water. Somebody needs to put them in knees in that water. We ended the river of Jordan part as soon as the feet, the soles of the feet of the priest touched the brim of the water. It did part. I'm trying to preach to us. There ain't nowhere that a flood can carry them that the Lord does not know where they at. Can He do it? If iron can swim, He can save the lost. If iron can swim, He can bring back the backslider. He is God and He's Almighty. If they'll get us a song ready. Peter, before the cock crows this night, thou shalt deny me. And the hopes of somebody sunk when he said, "I don't know him." It was more than Peter that got affected by Peter saying, "I don't know him." The Bible said when they was leading him out to crucify, Jesus beholding him, and immediately the cock crew. Peter went out somewhere. I don't know where he went. He could have went to an old fallen log. He could have went to an olive yard. He could have went to a vineyard. He could have went to the Garden of Gethsemane. But wherever he went, the Lord knew where he was. No matter how many times the devil screamed to people, iron like Peter cannot swim once they sink. He wants to carry you away, church. But the Lord sees you. You'll pay a price if you leave the Lord. Jonah, if you have left him, he knows where you're at and he's calling you now. And saints, if you've lost something, he can make it swim. That's pretty words. That ain't pretty words. It's God's word. While they sing, will you stand with us? I feel the good Holy Ghost in this place.
I wandered far from the fold where I was saved.
Come on, prodigal.
It wasn't long.
Come on, Jonah.
I found I'd lost my
way. He already knows where you're at. Come and let him rescue you. And if you've lost something, I want you to come up here.
As the night
cast ye your bread upon the water. Cast ye your bread. That is talking about so much more than giving in an offering. Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for thee. Somebody went to Him and said, alas, Master! Alas! It sunk! He said, show me. Show me where it sunk. Come up here, everyone that will. He can cause your iron to swim if you'll let Him. The good Holy Ghost is here. And everyone that will, let's find us a place.
How I still recall,
oh, yes.
When I lost my way
and the iron
did
swim. The Lord can do it.
He left the fold. Search out that one that strayed.
Is there anything that
he
is
left
too
nine,
hard
for there was
for the
one
Lord.
To be saved?
Mercy that endures forever.
There on that ledge.
Grace
once
that is
that
everlasting.
Would have ended it all.
Oh, limitless, limitless grace.
But I felt the hand.
Oh, would you let Him do a work for you?
And I heard the shepherd's
call. He's here to save.
Call.
He's here to bring back home. And He's here to let you know them that are gone, He can bring
they
back.
They walked right into the dark.
Do it, Lord. Do it, Jesus.
Do I went astray. Oh, I never
once be felt. Let your spirit be felt. Oh, while they sing, let the Lord help you.
That night long ago, how
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost.
When I lost my way.